views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith? To love yourself and others fully, then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to the best producer in the business, Carter. Hey, Carter.
Hello.
So, Carter, today's episode title is Finding Your Muse. You know, generically, most people think of a muse as an individual, but it can be a place, it can be an activity, something that really profoundly inspires and influences your creative work. So, you know, how much I'd love to put you on the spot, Carter, but without necessarily naming names or going into detail, unless, of course, you'd like, have you ever had a muse? Has there ever been an activity or a person that truly inspires you?
Yeah, I would say just... like music in general really, really inspires me in other aspects of life too. It's not like just music inspires music, but music also inspires, I don't know, like working out or exploring or, you know,
And it is. And it can pick you up when you're sad. It can energize you to maybe have a better workout.
Right.
And that's really what a muse does. It's something that inspires you and influences you. And that's what we're really going to talk about today with my special guest, Sarah Schwab. Before we get into our conversation, I want to give you a little bit of background on Sarah because she is a very amazing woman. She is the founder and president of Content Creation Coach. She has a number one Amazon best-selling book, Content That Dances, and it is amazing. You definitely want to go out and get that. It's a great book. It's helped me quite a bit. And she's also the host of an upcoming podcast, which is called Inspired and Amused. She is known truly for her creative leadership, and I can attest firsthand knowledge of that in helping small businesses and entrepreneurs create really consistent and compelling content that builds connections, not only with yourself, but with your audiences. You know, she inspires so many to really find that creative outlet that can connect them to the joy of creating something new. And that's what we all need. We need that creative outlet, not only for our health and wellness, but to be more creative in life. She's also created hundreds of blog articles, videos, teleseminars, webinars, ebooks, and so much more. She's truly amazing. On the opposite side of the entrepreneurship, she has a beautiful family. Her and her husband have two sons and one daughter. I was going to say two daughters and one son. She has two sons and one daughter. And she's also big into dance. Her personal creative passion is dance. And you will often find her in local studios and regional ballroom dance competitions. And if you get a chance, check out some of her performances. They are amazing. So without further ado, let's welcome Sarah Schwab. I'm so glad to have you here today, Sarah.
Hey, Erica, I'm glad to be here.
So I mentioned a content creation coach. Tell our little listener a little bit about what is that?
Absolutely. So content creation coach is my business. And so that's where I do some of the work that you mentioned in terms of helping businesses and entrepreneurs with their online marketing, specifically by creating content, because really that's the foundation in my mind, when people are going online, they are looking for information, they're looking for connection, they're looking for answers to their questions. And that is, we deliver that through content. And I know all of us listen to maybe podcasts like we're creating right now. We read articles, we watch videos. It's what people do online. And so I am all about helping folks get into that mix and be represented so people can find them.
And you are truly amazing at it. So it's great work. But what got you to this point? So tell me a little bit about yourself growing up and really what drives you each day.
You know, it's interesting because I've always been a really driven person and I've always been a really creative person. And so my career trajectory is a bit of a winding road. But when it was finally time for me to start my own business, which is something I had wanted to do for such a long time, I kind of looked around and realized that the experience that I had had professionally and marketing and organizational management and things like that, and my creative passion for writing and, you know, making things pretty and doing, you know, emails and things like that, they intersected at this thing that was now called content marketing, which hasn't, quite honestly, 6 years ago was a kind of a new concept. And now when I say I help people create content, it's great because everybody's like, oh, I think I need that. but honestly, I think that comes from an inner drive of mine to do new things, to try new things. I'm very adventurous. Like I said, I have a very creative and positive outlook. And so I'm always looking for trying something new, creating something new, taking a new angle, looking at something a different way. That is just a big piece of who I am. And so that's what's been driving my work as a content creation coach, but also some of the exciting projects I'm working with creativity now.
And I think that's important for people to understand is to try something new, get adventurous, because that's where that creativity it fosters that creativity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I mentioned in a little bit of your introduction about dance. So it sounds like a huge part of your life. One, is that one of your outlets? And how did you get started in dance?
That is my
dance, right?
Right. For a long time ago, it's a huge part of my life. And, you know, I have lots of creative, I wouldn't call them all passions, interests. You know, I've done some painting, dabbled in painting, and certainly I do writing and I've do singing and have taken voice lessons and all sorts of stuff throughout the years. But dance has really been the thread throughout my entire life. I think I started dancing in third grade. So I was probably about eight or nine years old, and just fell in love with it. And so I danced, you know, ballet and tap and jazz. And when I got to college, I was taking modern. I was considering, you know, I took choreography classes and I was considering doing a career in dance. And I kind of made that decision that I didn't need dance to be my career, my you know, support myself with it. I just knew that I needed to find a way to keep it in my life.
Yeah. And I think I love that you said that, because what I try to tell my clients I often work with people who are trying to find a purpose in their life, or, you know, what's their passion and purpose. And they feel like to have a passion, to have a purpose, it has to be what they do, right? Their job, their income. Right. And while if you can get that, that's awesome. Right. We would all love to do that, but that doesn't have to be the case. And I can tell, really, even before I even knew you, right? Just looking at content that dances, the name of your book. I mean, dance influences a lot in your life. So how I can understand growing up, a lot of times parents are very supportive of what their children want to get into. But as you progressed in life, what about your family? And because I'm ballroom dancing, and I've seen your competitions, and I can imagine the amount of work and practice and where it takes you, and energy that you have to put into it. How is your family, your husband and your kids, really supportive of that creative path? I'm not just in dance, but everything that you do.
I'm so fortunate to be surrounded by, you know, loving and supportive people around me. Growing up, my parents, obviously they had to, they paid for my dance lessons and took me to all the stuff and got me the costumes. And they were always, they wanted me to follow my dreams. And so even in, when I went to college and they're paying for college and I'm taking dance lessons in college, they were cool with it. And they really, you know, were supportive along the whole journey. My husband and I met when I was in college. So he also was well aware of that passion. And has been, again, supportive as I've been reconnecting with it recently. I wanted to circle back to something you said, though, about, you know, our passions, and whether or not they have to be something that we, you know, make money at, or it has right. to be part of our job. And there's a beautiful video I saw recently by Liz Gilbert. Do you know Liz Gilbert?
Yes.
She wrote Eat, Pray, Love and also Big Magic. And she talks about the differences between a hobby, a job, a career, and a vocation.
Yes.
And that they are different. They you can have different things and they play different roles in your life. And it's okay to have a job that makes you money, that pays the bills, that isn't about your vocation, but it supports you so that you have some time or
time.
You can use
yeah.
in space to make room for that. And for me, that's what I decided I wanted dance to be, is a hobby and a vocation, or part of my vocation anyway, because quite honestly, I think there's pros and cons. You said, you know, it'd be great if we could all make money doing that. I looked at what it takes to make money. I don't think that's the lifestyle I really want.
Oh yes. There's pros and cons of it, right?
It's very hard. And then it adds a level of pressure and it adds a level of stress. And I think sometimes it's nice to just say, this is my hobby and I do it because I love it. I'm willing to actually pay money to do it because it brings me joy.
And I think that's really how you maintain it, right? I believe, you know, life is messy. Life is busy, especially with being an entrepreneur and having a such a dedicated hobby, is that how do you maintain it? And I think that's what you said. You have to love it.
And even then, it's hard, Erica. So I have to tell you this part of my story. And I think this happens to so many of us as we get older and in our adulthood. You know, I was dancing in college. I danced after college. We were in Chicago. When my husband and I moved to Milwaukee, I searched out a dance company and was taking classes with them. And eventually he was doing medical training. We had our first kid and then we eventually had two young kids. And I had the job. I was supporting us. He was doing training and I just couldn't fit it in anymore. And so I stopped dancing, and life happens, career and family and busyness and all that stuff. And 10 years went by. And it was about 3 years ago when I was actually at a fundraiser event and won a pack of free dance lessons in a raffle. And I walked in and I was back. And it was just so wonderful for me to reconnect with it after all that time. But I think for some people, they never do.
Yeah. And I that's important. It's some of the stuff that we're going to get into in our next segment. So we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, Sarah, tell everybody how they can reach you to talk more about your services, learn more about you.
Absolutely. So a couple places I'll send people to. Content Creation Coach is my primary website for my business. And also inspiredandamused.com is the site for my new podcast that we're going to be talking about, which is launching next week. So I'm super excited and I hope people will follow along.
Wonderful. So during the next segment, we'll discuss how we are inspired and amused and just where the voice of the muse comes from. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you were meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. And don't forget to subscribe to receive the latest news, events, specials, and encouragement to keep you moving on your path. So go to GetRootedRadio.com. We also want to welcome back Sarah Schwab, a content creation coach. Sarah, remind folks of how they can reach you to learn more about you and your business.
Absolutely. My website is contentcreationcoach.com. And we're going to talk here shortly about my new podcast, which people can find at inspiredandamused.com.
Perfect. So jumping, or maybe I should say dancing right back into things. Besides your ballroom dancing and your business, you know, you are starting this new and exciting project. Tell us a little bit more about your upcoming podcast.
So I have been thinking about starting a podcast for a very long time, and it is, for me, a passion project. This isn't a podcast about content marketing, although I probably will do one of those at some point as well. But this is about helping people connect to their creative passion. I was talking before about what reconnecting with dance in my adulthood has done to my life. It just has brought such light and joy, and, you know, it's healthy. I feel like I'm a better mom and a better person and a better business person because I have that part of myself. It's what makes me who I am. It's what makes me cool, right? I mean, you look at it, that's the thing everybody says, like, that is so neat that you do that. And I think everyone can find what that is for them. And that is what my podcast is going to be about.
And I think that's so important because we don't have to do what everybody else does, right? People can throw out ideas on, well, try this. And that's how you find what you're either good at, what you love. How do you know until you do it?
That's right. There was such a cool guest I have to tell you about where, so first of all of my guests, none of them make money at their creative activity that they do. So, you know, we were talking about that before. This is people who have normal lives or normal jobs or other work, and they make space for these passions in their life. And one of my favorites is this woman who does circus arts.
Oh,
like, I need to find out more of this. She literally has like a circus warehouse with trapeze and these ring things. It's like Cirque du Soleil. And she just fell in love with that. I'm like, how do you find that? How do you discover that that's what your that's what your thing is? And it's so fascinating to hear people's stories. And so that's the kind of stories I want to share. And I hope that they inspire others as well.
Right. And it really is not about having the time. It's about making the time, because if you love something or you truly want something, you're going to find the time to do it, or you're going to find the excuses.
It's 100% true. Absolutely.
So how would people get connected? So you really to get learning more about your podcast and feeling connected to this idea.
We have a couple of things. I mentioned the website, which is up. It's at inspiredandamused.com. The show itself is launching next week. The plan is May 30th. So I would love for everybody to follow along there. We also have a Facebook page where folks can connect and engage. And then I'm really excited about something I created to go along with this, because I would love to be able to send people inspiration to their inbox via email. And I created something called Messages from Your Muse. And so they are short, sometimes funny, inspirational, inward looking sometimes, little emails and quips that are literally from your muse. So I hope people will check that out as well, just to inject a little creativity right into your inbox.
I love it. And who couldn't use different words of encouragement? I mean, it's always something to brighten your day, and that's important. We all need that at one time and another.
Absolutely.
So I know all too well the time and effort and really the fear of doing a live show and podcast, right? Put all of the effort into creating this podcast? And what do you want it to do, right? So what drove you to do this, and what are you hoping the outcome for folks will be?
As I mentioned, it's a passion project for me. This is my why. My purpose for being here in the world is to bring more creativity. I really believe that creativity has transformational power in people's lives. And I am an example of it, as are all the people who are on this show. So it's been a journey, because like you said, the time and the hurdles and the fear and even some of the investment that I'm making, in this, it's a big deal. And that in and of itself, I think, is another example of me, you know, walking the walk. These creative, exciting projects they're not easy, and they do require, some of these maybe sacrifices, some time, some, you know, courage, but it is so worth it. And I'm super excited.
And I think that's a good point you make. It's getting comfy being uncomfy, getting outside your comfort zone. Because that is really truly where the magic happens. When you make that extra step and you invest in yourself, right? Our kids see that so much, and that's, you know, I've done a lot of things wrong in my life, and I will do more wrong things. I will make mistakes. But the one thing that I really am proud of is setting an example for my son. Sometimes I set the wrong example. I'm not by any means perfect, but if I taught him anything, it's to go out and try something. You might fall down on your face and you might not make it. It might take you a long time to get there. But I invest time in myself for not only self-care, but to do the things that I love and to try new things to see if I might like it. And They see that.
They watch. They watch what we do more than they listen to what we say, for sure.
Yeah. And then you've got your friends or family or coworkers who also see this. I mean, I had one of my sisters who I was flabbergasted, is she's like, wow, I learned something from you. And so at first I was a little insulted, like, well, gee, thanks. But it was like, wow, I taught something to my big sister. Like, they do listen, they do hear you, and people are watching, even if they don't comment. Even, you know, you do a Facebook Live video, you send an email out, even if you don't hear a word from that person or anybody else, people are listening. They hear you, they see you, and you're setting an example. And if we can do that, where it will brighten somebody's day, it will encourage them to get outside their comfort zone, to take that one step, even if it's slow, right? You don't have to be the hare, you can be the tortoise, you can go nice and slow. People watch, they hear.
Oh, they sure do. Yeah. And one of my favorite quotes, it's actually about creativity, or not, it's about courage and bravery, by I'm not gonna be able to come up with his name right now, I'll find it, but it says, you know, first you have to do the thing, do whatever it is that you're afraid of doing. But then number two is share it. And yes, if that second part is easy, then you've never created something you truly care about. And that's the piece where you're saying, you know, sharing it on Facebook, putting out this podcast publicly for the world to hear, you know, I can dance in my basement and who cares, you know, but like getting up on that stage, or, you know, showing it to people, that's when you really take that next step and inspire others and be that role model.
Yeah. And sometimes even before you do it too, just putting it out there that you're doing it, it gives a little bit of accountability to make sure that you're not going to stop, because then people might ask you, oh, hey, I thought you were doing this. Oh yeah, I am. And it's, you know, it's a little bit of an accountability factor. I mean, we're both coaches, and we know we need accountability just as much as everybody else. So we don't get in the, like you said, walking the walk.
Oh yeah.
We don't get in the habit of do as I say, not as I do. I mean, exactly. It works sometimes for our kids, but.
And for my clients, sometimes that's the reason they have me, you know, even in the world of content marketing, something that might seem simple, like writing a blog article, can have a real creative hurdle for folks, you know, that
I'm raising my hand. You know, it's me. Yeah.
And so I get to work with folks on that all the time. And I love it. I think there's a lot of growth that happens by putting yourself out there.
And that is putting yourself out there. It's scary. It's to be vulnerable, but it is definitely necessary. So coming up, we're going to talk about really how your creativity is divine. So that's coming up in our next segment. So don't go anywhere. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lewis, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewis, visit sarahlewis.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn more about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. I'm here with Sarah Schwab of Content Creation Coach, and we've been talking about the voice of the muse and really what inspires us and how we get out of that comfort zone. So Sarah, where do you think that comes from? Really, the voice of the muse, where does that come from?
You know, you talked about at the beginning about sometimes the muse is something external, like Carter said, music, or, you know, it could be nature, could be somebody in particular that is your muse. But I like to think of the muse as a voice that comes from within, or sometimes people envision it almost like a spirit partner, you know, like it's this character who is with me and whispering in my ear. The history of it, I decided to incorporate it in my podcast because I wanted a slightly more tangible way to talk about creativity. What is creativity? I really believe that creativity is a human capacity. We all have it. You know, it's our ability to see things from a unique perspective and come up with new ideas and produce new things. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just about art, but it's just that creative ability. And the muse is sort of a personification of that for me. I'm going to give you a little bit of history if I can.
Yes.
Because the muse, so we did a little research on this, and it comes from the old Greek and Roman mythology. And there were nine muses, and they were the daughters mm-hmm. of Zeus. And they were sort of the goddesses of the various creative forms of creative expression. And so I loved that just metaphor. And so we decided for my podcast actually to do it in nine episode seasons to sort of embody the nine muses.
Yes. No, and I love that. And it is, it's funny is that we're big into Greek mythology here at our house. And I said something about muse and he's like, oh, from the nine goddesses. And I'm like, wait, you really didn't pay attention.
Not everybody knows that. But then, you know, it's challenging. I don't know, everybody's experience of their own creativity is different. And that voice is maybe clearer to some than others. My muse is on overdrive. Like my muse is constantly telling me, ooh, create this. Ooh, look, blank piece of paper. Ooh, are you going to post that thing? Like, we haven't danced for a couple of days. Let's go dance, you know? So I don't know if everybody's sounds like that or sounds different. So, that's what I want to kind of create a conversation about. It's, I think it's different for everyone.
Well, and I think, like you said, it may be an inner voice. And a lot of times a muse, whether it's a person, a place, a thing, an internal voice, it won't come until you're ready, right? Sometimes, mm-hmm. or it will be nagging at you saying, don't wait till you're ready. Because if we waited till we were ready to try anything or do anything, we would never do anything.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, totally. And I think that is, I mean, we have to believe. It's just like when we throw things out to the universe and there's something out there that is truly spiritual about the muse, right? In that inner voice and believing. So where do we get that, right? Where's that crossover between the creativity and the spirituality come into play?
And again, I think that's different on depending on people's perspectives. But to me, yes. Creativity is divine. It really, when you're in that act of, think about it, creating something new that didn't exist before, that wasn't here, and now it's here, and you did that. Like, to me, that is holy. That is divine power working through us. And so I feel like the voice of the muse really is divine. You know, I don't know about Greek gods and all that kind of stuff, but it feels like it is of that spiritual realm to me. And people even say, you know, some of the guests that I talk to on my podcast bring it up, like when they're doing that thing that they love. So like one woman who is a singer, and like me, she reconnected with singing a little bit later in her life. And when she is singing, she's just transported. It's like it's like being in church almost. And I know I feel that with dance. When it you get into this flow and it's like you're in a different reality, right? All the to-dos and the normal stuff of your day just fall to the side and you're in the flow of this creative energy. And I think it's really powerful.
And it truly is. It's that feeling, right? You have that feeling, and it, like you said, it takes over. I have that when I go hiking, right? That's why some people have spiritual experiences when they're with nature. When I can be outside, truly among trees or water, just walking and looking at everything around me, right? To think that the same person, the same greater, higher being made the trees, the oceans, the mountains, that same individual also made me. That's deep, right? That's that feeling, and it makes you feel so special and so important in times where maybe you don't feel as special or important. And I think that creativity truly is spiritual, and it doesn't have to be. And we're not talking one religion over the other. It's a really a spiritual connection with whatever that higher understanding, believing that you have is.
That's right. I think that's completely true. And there's an element of it too. You know, the creation, the energy in that is part of it. But part of it is what we talked about before too, is it really does require a leap of faith on our part. Like you may say, I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to let some notes come out of my mouth. I'm going to, I don't know, whatever, you know, put something right down on a piece of paper, and you may not know what the end result is going to look like. And so there is a leap of faith saying, trusting in yourself. And for some people, it's easier to trust in yourself that's in there and that it's going to somehow going to come out. But for me, it's easier to have that faith in, you know, that muse, that connection, something is flowing through me and I'm going to allow it to flow through, feels a little bit, I don't know, easier and nicer than than trying to trust myself and believe that I'm the one.
Feel forced.
Control. I feel like there, you lose an element of that control. You let that go and you really let it flow through you.
And that's a big thing about letting go. And that's one thing that I really want to get into next segment. So we're probably going to take a break a little early than we normally do, only because I know this next segment is going to have a lot of discussion. And I think it's important to for the listeners to really do that, is that letting go, is allowing your the creativity that will, even though if you think it's not there, because I say it all the time, I'm not a creative person. But if I just let go of that thought, let go of that thought, that belief, and there would be amazing things that come out of me. And that's what we're going to get into right after this break, is really overcoming that resistance and making sure that we are letting it go. So before we take that quick break, tell everybody one more time how they can reach you and learn more about your services and upcoming podcast.
Absolutely. I'm going to lead with inspiredandamused.com, my podcast launching next week. So check it out and get connected to that. And my content marketing business is contentcreationcoach.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. So when we get back, we're going to discuss how you can overcome those limiting beliefs, the resistance that is holding you back from really being creative. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any part of today's episode or you need any of these tips that we've been going over, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. So I'm so glad we've had the pleasure to speak with Sarah Schwab about truly finding your own muse, listening to that inner voice, and really finding that creativity that's within us. And it's funny, is during our break, we were talking about how I often say I'm not creative. And I find in working with many of my clients, they are overcoming those limiting beliefs and negative self-talk, especially when it comes to trying something new or getting out of their comfort zone. I mean, I will try something new anytime, but when it's more, I just picked up a golf. I'm taking golf lessons. First time I golfed was last summer and I liked it, wasn't very good at it, but I figured, hey, I'll try it. And so I'm now at a country club with a bunch of ladies. But if we get into artistic type stuff, I tend to shy away because that has never been my forte. And I think it's a lot, really the same when it comes to trying to new things. It's thrilling, it's exciting, but that's not really for everybody. Many times people think that's scary. They want to try something new. I mean, they truly do, but they're afraid and afraid of what others will think. How will I look? Will I be any good at it? Am I going to fail? So too often they just don't do it. You know, they hold themselves back. So why do you think, Sarah, that it's so difficult for people just to go try something new?
There are so many things that come up, and I look at the difference between adults and kids a lot, because kids will just do it. They'll be like, yeah, I can paint. Sure. Give me a paintbrush, you know, like, and they're not afraid, the way that we are. And so why that happens to us, I wish I knew. And I wish, you know, we could change our education and our society a little bit. But as for the way it is right now, we just have to overcome that. And as adults, it really comes down to fear. It comes down to self-judgment. You know, it's not going to be good enough. And perfectionism and, you know, fear of other people's judgment or criticism. You know, I think we just build it up so much. And that's really what holds us back. Now, I also want to go back to what you said about, you know, you don't think of being creative, because that is the number one excuse / you know, resistance hurdle. I guarantee anybody who feels that way, I'm just not creative like my siblings. You were talking about your brothers and sisters who are artistic and do all sorts of things. And I look at you, and to me, Erica, entrepreneurship is a creative endeavor. You have created a business and a brand and this show, you know, and Get Rooted and your message. There is a ton of creativity in that. And there's a lot of people who look at entrepreneurship and say, wow, you know, I don't think I could ever do that. So give yourself some credit. And the first thing I want to tell people is, if that thought crosses your mind for whatever reason, you tell yourself, I'm not creative, try to listen. I think the ideas, that muse, that voice of the muse is in there. What kinds of things do you create? Maybe it's on your computer. Maybe it's, you know, in the words that you write. Maybe it's ideas that you get that you maybe don't do anything with yet right now, but they are there.
Yes. And that is, it's opening our minds to what something may mean, right? Creativity is more than just art and artistic forms, right? And that's where we our meaning, we put up our own block in our mind. And you mentioned perfection. I mean, perfectionism is a challenge for a lot of people. You know, and one of the biggest things that I tell my clients is, don't strive for perfection, strive for progress. You know, but how does the need for the perfection impact or block our creative potential?
It holds people back. It holds people back from starting because they know they can't create something perfect. And that's the one that kills me the most. And then I think even if you allow yourself to get started and you start judging it and looking at it and expecting something to be perfect, you know, you're never going to get very far with it. But here's what I would say, Erica. I actually think perfection is boring. Mm-hmm. Perfection isn't human. Perfection is, you know, something that computers do and machines do. When it comes to creativity, it's about self-expression. It's about, you know, showing imperfections. That's part of it. We relate to that as people, and being willing to put yourself out just the way, the imperfect, wonderful, vulnerable way that you are, that is the real power of creativity. And that's what takes real courage. Perfectionism is this is another Liz Gilbert quote, is fear in high heels.
Yes.
Like people say, oh, but you know, I'm a perfectionist. That's, you know what? I'm going to call crap.
Yeah.
You're
going to say this. Yes. Yeah.
You're just scared. And, you know, be willing to really look at that and let that go. And
people
really
respect that. Right. Right? And people do. They when they see that you aren't perfect, that you're human. I mean, there is so much to being vulnerable. You know, you can, it's scary, right? We don't want to show that side, but it is also very important so that you're not always portrayed at this flawless person, because no one is flawless, right? No one is.
That's right.
So it's a big thing, right? The resistance, the not wanting to step out of our comfort zones, the vulnerability, you know, the being afraid and the fear. What are some things that hold people back from stepping into their creativity outside of that? Like what, besides just showing their non-perfect side, what would
right. So be? It's not going to be perfect, but right. I do think we fear that criticism and judgment by others or ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but that's a big one. And in this day and age with social media and everything, especially, it's brutal out there. But what I've found is if you're really putting something out that's true for you, most people will be supportive of it. You're a lot, it's, you know, the likelihood that somebody's going to come down and be like, well, that sucks is low. And quite honestly, even if they do, then who cares? Then they're
not. You don't need that person in your life. Right. You don't need that person.
And that's a big one for people. That's a little bit, another hard one to get over. One thing when it comes to all of these different fear-based resistances is to approach creativity or to approach this activity, whatever, this passion, this thinking, or the thing that you want to do as a practice. And what I mean by that is, like, I think about a meditation practice or a yoga practice. You just show up to it consistently.
Period. Yes.
And it might work great one day, and it might not work at all one day. And, you know, you'll get better over time, but it's just about showing up consistently. And if you just commit to that and not be worried about the outcome, or at least the short-term outcomes, that's a really, I think, powerful shift that can allow people to get started.
And I think that is what we want to tell people, right? You know, what would you say to somebody who really wants to bring some of that creative passion into their life and really tap into that flow? And I think you said it right there, right? Is show up,
yes.
Be consistent. You know, you can't do something every once in a while and expect greatness or even mediocrity, right? you need to show up, and it's important. Show up in your life, show up for what you believe in, and it's going to make a difference.
And I like the metaphor, of course, of the dance floor for me, but I use it just as, you know, life has that thing that you want to do. And if you've ever been to a wedding, you know, there's the dance floor and some people are out dancing on the dance floor. And then there's the people who are standing on the edge of the dance floor and watching. Mm-hmm. And they want to go out there, but they're like, meh, I don't know. Step out onto the dance floor.
Yeah. More people are watching you outside of the dance floor than they are watching you on the dance floor. Yes.
That's right. It's, and it also, do you know the quote about step into the arena?
Yes.
No, it's that the person who's in the arena is the one who is making the difference, who's having the courage. And the people who are just looking and criticizing, like, forget them. If they aren't in there doing it with you, then they're, quite honestly, their opinion doesn't really matter.
And I think that is exactly right. And I think it's the best way to really wrap this one up is once we get out of really caring what other people think and caring what we think and what we want, yes, that's when you're ready to take that step.
Absolutely.
Yep. So I'm going to do a big thank you to Sarah Schwab from Content Creation Coach. You can reach her online and listen to our new podcast, Inspired and Amused, coming up next Thursday, May 30th. Find out more about her approach to online marketing and content creation at contentcreationcoach.com and her new podcast, inspiredandamused.com. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you've missed any part of today's episode or you wanted to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in live the second and fourth Thursday of each month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need and then take action to make that answer a yes. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. Have an incredibly inspiring day, everyone. Thank you again, Sarah. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.